Welcome to Cardamone Law University, translating the Pennsylvania Workers' Compensation Act into plain English for injured workers. It's Mike Cardamone here. I wanted to go over something that frustrates a lot of injured workers. If your claim was denied, you're going to get scheduled for a first hearing once your attorney files what's called a claim petition. A lot of injured workers think that their case is going to be decided at that first hearing. That's not the case. The judges do not decide these cases at the hearings. The hearings are for presentation of evidence or a status hearing or what's called a pretrial, which some judges have as the first hearing where the attorneys discuss the issues and figure out their deadlines and which evidence is going to be submitted. So you're not going to be receiving a decision at the first hearing. That's unlike many other types of law. For example, an unemployment compensation proceeding or a personal injury trial, where a lot of times you receive a decision on the spot or within a couple days. That is not the case with Pennsylvania workers' compensation. If your claim was denied, your case could be tied up in court for up to a year, sometimes a little bit more if there's some continuances or difficulties scheduling a medical witness, for example. The good news is that about 80% of the cases will settle prior to the decision coming in. So what normally happens is you'll testify in a deposition and you'll also be subject to an independent medical evaluation. Once that IME report comes back from their doctor, not your doctor, but the insurance company's doctor, then the other side is usually ready to come up with a settlement offer, because they can evaluate the strength of their case at that point. So your case will most likely be scheduled for a mediation. And a mediation is where you'll meet with another judge, not the one presiding normally, but a different one to try to settle your case. So the mediations are largely successful in doing that. The key for you is going to be survival. If you have a year and your claim was denied and you're in court and the case doesn't settle, how are you going to survive financially? You really want to talk to your attorney about that. And if you don't have an attorney, make sure you call us. Workers' Comp is all we do. And it's 215-206-9068. It's really important to communicate, because there's some benefits that might be available to you that you might not even know about. For example, unemployment compensation, short-term disability, things like that. And you want to talk to your attorney about the impact of receiving those benefits if and when your case either settles or if you win the case. So just something to consider. I wanted to, you know, share this with as many people as I can here, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about how these hearings work. And if your claim was denied and you're going to court, you're not going to get a decision from the judge at the first hearing. It's normally just what's called a pretrial. And then there'll be a series of other hearings for presentation of evidence, normally 90 days apart. And then after that, there'll be a briefing schedule issued by the judge telling the attorneys when their written arguments are due. So just keep this in mind and make sure you talk with your workers' compensation lawyer about the time frame and again, how you're going to plan on surviving if the case doesn't settle, you know, a couple months into the process. All right, signing off here. Thanks for listening, everybody, at Cardamone Law University.